A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff, a big, busy, full week of high-tech developments. Going to be very interesting to talk about some of these things.
Just a week?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a lot to make up
how
for.
How many?
You've got a
how
lot.
How much is 7 days?
You've got a lot to make up for, my friend.
Make up for?
You have been so far gone. Where have you been, my brother? You have been away.
It was a sabbatical.
And the sabbatical has ended. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for making him return to the mic live. As I've had to field all of the questioning and concerned letters and emails from listeners asking, where's Dave? Where did he go?
Dave's not here.
I said, you know what? Back off, man. He needs space from you, okay? No, it's wonderful to be back live.
It is. It's interesting. It's fun. And there are some really important developments. I'll tell you, you know, sometimes what you need to do is you need to step back. You really do. And at least I do. And I did.
Way back.
Well, you know what, though? Seriously, there are folks who do go on year and 2 year sabbatical or more. Yeah. And
they're still looking for them now.
And so we need to go back quick. No, yeah. What's the I was going to talk of the duration of us being on the air live has, well, I should say us, but you've been on the air since, you've done a show every
the
year.
The late 80s.
Since the late 80s.
Yeah.
Every year for...
Every weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing.
No, it's wonderful.
But we've talked about this before.
But the house has to be cleaned sometime.
Well,
and it takes at least 6 months. I'm
just kidding. The bunker is not in, you know.
No, you did good. You kept the place swept up.
But...
it's good.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier this morning. And then I was concerned, so I stopped thinking. But no, I think, and I hope you don't take this wrong.
But you hate people.
No, Beck, mm-hmm. Beck and us.
Oh yes,
I really feel an analog.
It's true. I'm surprised
and
we haven't talked to him on
when
the phone.
When I and you listen to Beck, mm-hmm. and he's kind of. Reshuffling and
yes, he is.
Reorganizing and refiguring. And he's doing it on the air. Well, I'm not doing it on the air. That's the difference.
That's
true. I didn't do it on the air.
That's true. I mean, we did some
shuffling. But we talked about this before. You know, when I started in the late 80s, my role was like that of a technological evangelical. Evangelist, really, it was. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a bunch of 50-year-old guys in business, didn't want to embrace this ridiculous technology.
Not so that
we know there was all well, and that's what's happened. There is, you know, there is an increasingly, I don't know if I'd use the word obvious, but there's a significant potential negative aspect to technology that I think for a lot of us is a relatively new awareness. And it's really become a huge issue for me. Huge issue. And it's such a huge issue that it almost is to the point at times where it's like, well, it's like that commercial we were doing, you were doing it last night, you know. We're going off the grid. It's almost to that point at times. And look, I mean, I know guys that have been in the business longer than
I
have.
And then reality sits in and you say, we're going back on the grid.
Yeah. I know guys that have been at it longer than I have. Brilliant. Much more brilliant than I. Who 4 or 5 years ago were talking about pulling the plug. And these were guys that invented a lot of this stuff. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Joe Schmoes using their iPads.
Right. We're not talking about paranoid Rob Lowe. We're talking about.
That's right.
We're talking about real guys in the know.
We're talking about, what's the buff one? What's that guy? But, you know, so it is an issue, and it's a really important issue, and it's an issue. And Beck, and it's interesting, because Beck has actually addressed this particular issue, too, and he's addressed a lot of others. But this is one that he's wrestled with, too. And so, you know, I'm listening to Beck do this stuff on the air, and I'm chuckling because, you know, in a lot of ways, it's like he's reading my mind. And I guess that's what makes a good radio show host is that ability to relate and that ability to verbalize some of the stuff that some of us maybe don't even realize we're thinking about, or we're not comfortable about verbalizing. But anyway, so here's the deal. We're back at it live with a...
Or are we really here? This could just all be fake.
Well, it is. It's holographic. Which is actually one of the things we're going to be talking about today.
6 months ago. It's actually August.
Actually, we're dead. We died 6 months ago. This is holographic, Evil Steve and Dr. Dave.
Right.
But so we're back, refreshed. And, and look, you know, still not fully organized in our thinking, which is nothing new, right? But...
We'll give it a go for a month or two, and then we'll go another 6 months sabbatical, depending on what happens.
With a little more refreshed, I feel more comfortable just about what we're doing and what we're trying to do and what we need to accomplish and what the situation is. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Had a funny, I feel like we're missing something.
Well, we didn't do the open.
Didn't do the standard open. We'll let that go.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that died when we died six
exactly.
months ago. But I had a funny thing happen this last week, and it really dovetails with what we're talking about, and just in terms of all the developments. The story last week, where it turns out that big federal law enforcement agencies have had drive-by radar for some time now. No requirements for
you're talking about like speed radar,
warrants
right? On the
or
car?
Anything like that. No, I'm talking about they drive down your street and they can look in your house.
What?
And see what you're doing, see who you're with, see what you're doing to who you're with, and you know, that sort of thing. And it's been operational for some time now. Details still very sketchy. As you can imagine, they're a little less than excited about talking about it. When we come back, we'll get into the details of this and some of the ramifications. And well, big announcements last week from Microsoft, big get-together about Windows 10. So we'll talk about those details and the preview that you can download and install. And, of course, your calls, 866-821-8255.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.